This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on one end, you know, we're worried about the COVID crisis and the hospitals getting overwhelmed and people dying of COVID. And again, there's a lot of debate on how deadly it is. We do know the hospitals are starting to become overwhelmed. And, you know, we have been asking people to social distance and mask. And many states are kind of under this looming threat that there's going to be more shutdowns, and it's a very anxiety-provoking time. But another little problem that has kind of poked its head, which has kind of been going on for a while now, but is now becoming a little bit more apparent, and some of you have reached out, is when somebody is lying about having COVID to take time off. And that starts to really complicate matters. All right, so mind you, okay, you can't force an employee to come to work. An employee doesn't want to come to work. They don't want to come to work. All right? You know, as an employer, you know, who ran a medical practice, you know, once I detected there was a nurse, you know, who didn't like her job or didn't like a patient that was going to be coming the next day, you know, or something, you know, you want to make sure you remove them temporarily from that situation. There's no sense forcing somebody to work, you know, that doesn't want to work. Right? As an employer, I'm telling you right now, you know, you're forcing somebody, you know, no, you got to come in. You got to show up. You know, they could do passive aggressive stuff. They could do things to, you know, they could steal. They could, you know, or they could be miserable and have poor customer service. But the problem a lot of employers have is those that do get to stay open and are scared to death that their governor, whoever it is, whoever state they live in, is going to shut things down in a week or two. They want to make sure that they are still bringing in income to keep things afloat. And there's been apparently some shenanigans, okay, sorry to use that word, where, you know, people ask for time off for the holidays. The employer's like, I don't think we can, we're understaffed. And then the employee comes back saying, I've been exposed to COVID. So employers have been reaching out to me going, what are they allowed to do? Are they allowed to ask for proof? Are they allowed to, do they have them get a doctor's note? So let's just quickly talk about this. So, all right. According to the CDC, if anybody thinks they've been exposed to COVID, they quarantine. Doesn't say anything about a doctor's note. Doesn't say anything about proof. So many employers are like, yeah, employees will claim they got exposed to COVID. All right. But if the employee does claim they got exposed to COVID, it's 14 days. They can't turn around 3 days later and go, oh, you know what, I feel fine. I mean, if you think you were exposed, the incubation period is 14 days. So they're off 14 days. Now, some employers are like, you could come back if you don't have symptoms. In fact, remember the CDC even said they don't even have to test if they don't have symptoms. Because what happens is employees are just off every 14 days. But the CDC kind of reversed that, and they still have, as the guideline, if you were exposed, you're off for 14 days. If you have active COVID, you're off for at least 10 days. And you do not come back if you have a fever. You do not come back if your symptoms haven't improved. So the CDC gives us fairly good guidance. I mean, some of us might say people should stay off longer, but the CDC gives us proper guidance on what to do if somebody's been exposed. We don't have any guidance if we think someone's lying or they're trying to play the COVID card. And you know, my answer to employers all this time when people were coming back to work and they didn't want to come back to work and they still wanted to collect unemployment and all that was, look, then just hire people that want to work. You cannot force somebody to come to work, all right? If somebody claims they have COVID or were exposed to COVID, you got to go with it. You could be in a crap load of trouble if you don't. so you have to let them off. But what employers are allowed to do, especially in the current environment, is start to get extra people on the board. You can start to get extra employees. Now, where it gets tricky is if you have somebody that keeps calling out saying, I've been exposed to COVID again, okay, can you fire them? Well, as a doctor, I don't want employees scared to admit they were exposed. Remember, we're trying to do whatever attempt we're doing to control a pandemic in whatever fashion we can, which isn't very good. So I don't want an employee scared that they're going to lose their job if they keep calling out for COVID exposure. But unfortunately, there are employees out there that are ruining it for the rest of us. Just like the first woman that cried she was raped when she wasn't, right? And she, you know, now messed it up for anybody that's been assaulted because people don't believe us, you know? And there's always people that ruin the system. So now we're coming up on the holidays, and yes, COVID cases are rising. So there is an argument that maybe they were exposed, but now you have employees wanting off. And for those essential businesses or those businesses that are open during the holiday season and they're hoping that they have all hands on deck, they're struggling. So all I can recommend to you all, because again, you don't want to force anybody to come to work that doesn't want to come to work, whether they're lying or not. You also don't want to force somebody who was exposed to COVID to come to work. All right? Until we have the landscape or the attitude towards COVID, as well, it's like a cold, it's like a flu, okay? You know, we are going to have these very, very strict guidelines out there of when people can come to work. And in fact, I haven't told my employees, if you're sick, don't come to work. I don't care if it's cold. I don't care if it's a flu. The difference, though, is flu, you'd be off a few days. This, 2 weeks. How is an employer supposed to stay open? So you're hearing more businesses are closing, even though they're allowed to be open. It's not just about the 50% maximum capacity, or in some states, 25% maximum capacity. It's if they don't have staff that want to work. So my suggestion to you as an employer is if anybody thinks they're exposed, do not let them come to work, because again, you don't want to expose others. Safety comes first. The last thing you want to do is have a bad reputation of having a place that can spread COVID. But if you do believe you have people that are trying to take advantage, all you could do is make sure you have more staff, hire more staff. This way they could be off the 2 weeks, and then when they come back, hopefully resume shifts. But I get you. I know people are taking advantage of the situation. I know it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Kaylee McEnany right now is giving a press conference, my guess, on the updated election result information. You know, it's interesting. You know, I was talking to some people, and they, you know, were saying, you know, I kind of miss Trump. I go, you know, what do you mean? And they go, well, you know, he's not out there. We don't, you know, hear him. We aren't, you know, seeing what his next move is. And I know the country's been pretty split, but you have people out there that loved what he did. They loved, you know, what he, you know, stood for and the changes he was making. And then you have others going, oh, this couldn't come fast enough. And so, which, by the way, I just have to say, I'm still blown away that you could have that much disagreement on one person, you know? Like, you know, people will listen to Taylor Swift, not looking at her politics, but they'll be like, yeah, you know, her music's pretty good. And some people are like, ah, you know, her music is eh. But do you really have people say, I hate Taylor Swift or I love Taylor Swift? Same thing with Brad Pitt. You have people go, yeah, you know, Brad Pitt, he's a good actor. You'll have some people go, eh. But you just don't have the love-hate. Well, maybe some people love Brad Pitt, you know. But, you know, when it comes to politics, it just doesn't seem like, ah, he's okay. Nah, I'm okay with it. It just seems to be you either love him or hate him. And I just don't understand how an American or two Americans could differ so much on how they think the country needs to be run. Now, I know some of you guys are laughing. You're like, well, Dr. Dahl, you obviously didn't work in corporate America. I have worked for corporations. And yes, I have seen differences in opinions. All right. One opinion makes perfect sense. The other is completely idiotic. And I don't want to say that to insult one side or the other, but it blows my mind that some of the suggestions are just so out there and they're so wrong and they hurt the company. And when, you know, I would talk to other people within the company I'd work for going, why would they make that decision? And I just couldn't reconcile it until they go, well, because it helps their personal career. It helps them. You know, so you know, if you hear, you know, people say open borders and let anybody who wants to come in, and you're thinking, but you're like, well, what about the drug dealers and, you know, what about the criminals? Why would anybody be for that? Well, because, you know, possibly they could provide votes for one side or the other. Well, this is why it stinks, because politics, you know, politics gets in the way of good management. It does. You know, we need management. We need a leader. Right? You know, we need to make decisions that help protect America. I do want to help other countries. My father was an immigrant. My grandparents were immigrants. You know, I'm a first-generation American on my father's side. Thank God America had immigration policies. Thank God, you know, my father was able to learn English. He was able to take the citizenship test and apply for citizenship. And I'm so grateful for the immigration process America has. I thought it was a good process. I mean, maybe the process needs some tuning up lately. Yeah, you know, maybe there's more people coming to America. I don't really know in terms of percentages because, you know, World War II, post-Holocaust, you know, certain oppressions that happened throughout multiple decades. There's always been people trying to flee to America. So, you know, I mean, do we have more people? We might have more in terms of numbers. But, you know, it really frustrates me that we see such a disparity and you know such a pendulum swing when it comes to people thinking what needs to be done for this country. And I get both sides have, you know, I get that, you know, both sides have political gains and that's what politics is. It's not just one side that's completely good. Both sides mess around, you know, and I get that. But, you know, we're right now looking at recounts, all right? And what's happening in Georgia and Michigan and Nevada. And, you know, we're hearing the cases of fraud. We're hearing the affidavits. And you hear the Democrats say there is no evidence of fraud. Now, I learned very early on in my training that you never say all, none, because you're proven wrong if there is one simple case. So when I hear people coming out there in the media going, there was absolutely no evidence of fraud, that's probably not the smartest thing to say, because it almost shows that you're trying to ignore everything. There's always fraud in every election. Every election, there's a ballot that was submitted by a dead guy. And sometimes it's a bunch of teenagers going, oh, this is funny. Look, we found a ballot. Well, let's put Mickey Mouse on here. Or let's vote for so-and-so. There always fraud in every election. We know this. We report it. We make jokes about it. So I don't think anybody should actually say there was quote-unquote no voter fraud. Of course, every election has, you know, ballots and some stupid stuff going on. But the degree and the amounts of what is happening is what's being debated. And, you know, people will say, oh, well, you know, it only was, you know, 10 votes or 20 votes or 6,000 votes, so it didn't make a difference. And I think this is where we actually make a stand and we stop all fraud. Because, as I said, with my Petri dish analogy, if I had a contaminated Petri dish, right, and I've had that when I would do research, you know, during undergrad, I was not allowed to pick out the contaminated pieces and then show my boss the rest of the Petri dish, saying the rest of the Petri dish is completely fine. No. No. You had to throw the Petri dish out. I had to start over. If my results were contaminated, I had to start over. Everybody's complaining about the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna vaccine or the AstraZeneca vaccine or the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And they're like, well, if there's any, you know, we don't want it fast-tracked. We want to know that it's accurate. We want to know that it's completely safe. Yeah, you want to know it's completely safe. You have every right to. If you think somebody lied, if you think somebody contaminated the process or contaminated the data, you're not going to want anything to do with the shot, right? So why is it any different with an election? And, you know, I have a lot of intelligent friends who are Democrat, a lot of intelligent friends who are Republican, and when I talk to them about the election, you know, when you hear somebody go, oh, you know what, it's okay if there's some dead people that voted. It's no big deal. You know, you're like, isn't it a big deal that somebody, you know, was messing with the ballots? Doesn't this bother you? Oh, well, it wasn't that much. Yet that's the same person that would have an issue if there was false data on a medication they were getting. There's hypocrisy here. And that to me is a huge problem. Now, you know, as I believe Kayleigh McEnany is still speaking about some of their proof, or, and we'll keep you guys posted as we get that. All you saw the media do is rip on Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani was sweating, and I think he might have had some, you know, hair color that was dripping down his chin or cheek or whatever, and that's all the media kind of covered. But some of the things he said just shocked the heck out of me. And how come only half the country is shocked? Really? If there was the ability for there to be fraud during this election, then there's the ability for there to be fraud in future elections. Even an election that you want to go your way. But see, people think, well, as long as we're the majority. I don't know how much longer one sort of political party is going to be the majority. You know, both parties have infighting. Some are too conservative, some are too liberally conservative. Some on the Democrat side are too moderate, and some are too liberal. There's a lot of kind of disparity in infighting. And you know, you have Democrats out there that go, look, you know, I didn't like Trump, but I don't really want college for all. I don't want free college because I just finished paying my student loans and, you know, my kids' student loans. Why, if I had to pay, would I want to now pay for somebody else? And so, you know, the Democrats have to be very, very careful about some of the things they're bringing up. And, you know, we're going to be bringing up in the next segment, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeting that the government should pay Americans to stay home. Let's talk about that. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Trading trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Georgia Friday to campaign with Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, the Republican incumbents. The bus tour will take them through Canton and Gainesville. Karl Rove on Fox, working with the Republicans, takes a look at what's at stake for conservatives in the Georgia Senate runoffs the first week of January.
If we don't control and have a Republican majority in the U.S. Senate, then they're going to have, as you said earlier, a clear path to this nutty agenda, get rid of the 60-vote rule, and pass every nutty nostrum and lock in a governing Democratic left majority for decades to come.
Democrat challengers are John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. A rapper who said he was making a tribute to legendary New York City hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan was recorded shooting a flamethrower from atop of an occupied city bus. The video shot in Brooklyn earlier this month gained national attention after the police union used it as an example of New York City becoming less safe. USA Radio News. Once approved by the FDA, Operation Warp Speed vaccine should start getting to Americans next month. The Florida governor weighs in. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Governor Ron DeSantis is promising rapid deployment of COVID-19 vaccines, but he says it's not the only drug in the pipeline.
Now, I know there's been a lot of discussion about the vaccines, and rightfully so, it's important. But I think the new therapeutic that was developed by Eli Lilly and is approved for emergency use by the FDA is also very significant.
The Republican governor from Florida saying a vaccine deployment plan has been in the works for months and will be implemented once the drugs get federal approval. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Florida has a population of 21.5 million people. A tiny sawwit owl was found in the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. Dehydrated and hungry, the owl was given an all-you-can-eat mice tray. It's fine and will be returned to the wild this weekend. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, should government pay us to stay home? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Andrew Yang, multiple politicians have brought up, or multiple public figures have brought up, maybe one way to curb COVID is paying people to stay home. And there's pros and cons to that. I have to commend, all right, you know, hearing this come from the Democratic Party, or Republican Party, both sides have, you know, had varying differences on how to approach things. And, you know, with my issues with the ACA Act was it was all about penalty, and I said I'd rather see incentives. So I do have to commend the Democratic side for coming up with an incentive. All right? I keep hearing in the news, you're going to go to jail. You know, if we see you have, you know, a big Thanksgiving, you know, event and there's a party, you know, you could risk going to jail and then being among a bunch of other people in a small room and then possibly get COVID and then have to be released anyway. So it is nice to see incentives, but let's kind of look at the practicality of it. All right? Should people get paid to stay home and not work, or to stay home and not, you know, hang out or go out with others? I mean, can you put a price on somebody's lack of freedom? Now, Vermont, from what I understand, is approving where essential workers get hazard pay, where they will get, I believe, $1,000 a month. They say 20,000 Vermont frontline workers will get extra money. All right, they'll get hazard pay, right? But it doesn't mean they have to work. You know, I mean, they're you know, employed and they have to be on the front lines. I like hazard pay. I like the idea of those people that don't get to sit home while still making salary on a computer, getting to do Zoom. You know, when everybody, you know, complains about lockdown, I like to kind of look and see what their, you know, what their profession is. And it's funny because many of the people that claim, oh, we need to lock down, people need to stay at home, they're making money and they're getting to work from home. You know, and, you know, the essential workers are like, wait a second, you guys locked down, now it's more on us. Okay, you know, those of you having nice suit jobs, white collar jobs, getting to work from home, getting paid, sit this one out. So, you know, who's fighting for the essential worker? And us going back and forth going, we need to not lock down. The essential workers are like, Lord have mercy, okay? I mean, does anybody realize what we're going through? So, a non-lockdown spreads out the masses of people. It doesn't necessarily limit, all right? You know, when things opened up, now rather than everybody just, you know, lining up for takeout or lining up with certain stores or whatever, you had other options because other places were open. You start to close places down, then a smaller, finite amount of people get exposed. And what's happening to them? So Vermont had offered hazard pay. Vermont claims that, you know, they have some of the lowest rates of COVID, but then remember, I mean, Vermont is in New York in terms of population. So I'm not surprised that Vermont has less. They also don't have big metropolises. I mean, big, you know, so you are going to find states that allow more suburb and rural to do better. That's, you know, I mean, one of the reasons why Nevada and California didn't do as badly as, you know, New York is because, again, you know, a lot of the population doesn't have to live right on top of each other. So, you know, mind you know, Vermont might have something to it, but what about this concept of to get people to stay home or to get people to not go to work having COVID, we pay them. All right, well, what are the amounts they're talking about? Well, they're talking about $1,000 a month. Andrew Yang had talked about $1,000 a month. I don't know if Ocasio-Cortez has an actual amount. In terms of the stimulus check, all right, a lot of people got $1,200 who qualified. How did that $1,200 do? Now, I mean, mind you, I mean, you know, you get a check, take it. I wouldn't turn it down. But was $1,200 enough? I mean, I look at a lot of the rents here in Las Vegas. You know, people are paying close to $1,000 for their apartment or their house payment. They have food, they have clothes, they have medicine. It helps. Trust me. I mean, if the government's going to shell out checks, that's great. But does that really do the job? I mean, what is a price tag to keep people at home and to not have them work? Again, if you can work from home, it's fantastic. You're doing great. I can't tell you how many people have said, man, you know, this COVID thing worked for me. I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. Well, but the average person that doesn't have a place to work, the average person who's a gig worker that doesn't know how they're going to support themselves, you know, they're not doing so good. So, you know, my question to you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, is do you think paying people to stay home, right, is the way government should go? Yes or no? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, from a medical standpoint, if you pay somebody to stay home, is that going to stop COVID? That's kind of what the argument is. Let's have the government shell out more money, and it'll help curb COVID. Okay, I mean, money doesn't buy everything. I mean, money might buy Regeneron for people. Money might buy, you know, more medications, more PPE. I think money is integral, all right? But in terms of forcing people to stay home, do you really believe that if somebody was going to get $1,000 a month, or basically $250 a week, or what, $40, $50 a day, getting paid that much, would they stay home day after day after day? Probably not. Okay, we're animals. We need to get out. We need to be around other people. You know, anytime I was sick at home or I had surgery, even when I gave birth, I was at work in 3 days. I could not be home. I needed to be around other people. $50 a day might not cut it. The average person is going to go stir crazy. And then the other issue, I'm telling you, as a physician, I can't tell you how many people I take care of on telemedicine who are working from home. They're home at least 8, 12 hours a day, rarely go out. They still get sick. Now, and they'll, you know, they'll call up, they go, yeah, I have a cough, I have a runny nose, I have, you know, and body aches, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, this could be COVID. They go, no, it can't be COVID because I haven't left my house in weeks. Well, you're obviously sick with something. So, colds and viruses still get in the house. Is it because of the dog? Is it that the dog runs outside and comes back in? Is it your cats? Is it because maybe there's one family member that is an essential worker that has to show up and go to work? You staying at home might make you a sitting duck. And remember, there was a study that came out saying people that were at home, many of the COVID cases were those in isolation. Now, we are waiting for a study to see if essential workers gain some immunity. If some of these essential workers that kept working and didn't get sick as much was because they were, you know, allowed to still, you know, prime and test and challenge their immune system. I still would rather essential workers be able to go home and get a break. I don't think it's safe for somebody to be exposed to that much. But I would like to see that study. You know, when we heard early on that many of the cases were those that were at home, really, you're going to pay for people to stay home? So my suggestion to any politician that's thinking about sending checks for people to stay at home, mind you, I'm pro-stimulus checks. Don't know where the money's coming from, but I think there's a lot of people out there that need help. Also, can you help us out some businesses? All right. You know, the average business isn't going to be able to use that $1,000 check to keep their store open. They still have to pay rent. They still, even with the moratorium, they're being reminded that they're going to have a big balloon. Alright, they might need a little bit more than $1,000 a month. But what I suggest is any politician thinking about giving people money to stay home, one is make sure that that actually is safe. We don't want a false sense of security if somebody's staying home, not getting vitamin D, not going to the doctor, not doing what they're supposed to, is safer. And then B, alright, let's find out exactly, you know, how we can maybe spend more focus on the essential workers and those that are really at higher risk. The 1-877-DOCDALI.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Macy's may have to close more stores as COVID cases are climbing. And Macy's usually relies on the holiday season to help its bottom line. And holiday shopping is changing this year. There are like Black Friday specials that are supposed to be online. You see commercials, you know, recommending that people go online for Black Friday specials, like from Walmart and others. But it's not the same as what it used to be, you know, for years, decades, where you would eat Thanksgiving dinner. Hey, the family would be over. You didn't know what to do with the family at home. Everybody was going to start getting bored. It's cold outside, so there's really not a lot of outdoor nature stuff you could do. So you're like, you want to know what will hit the stores. And so when you got all this family over at the house, you don't know what to do. You got to entertain them. You got to go shopping yourself. You can make Black Friday an event. You know, then Saturday, people either wrap presents or, I don't know, we do something else. Then Sunday, everybody goes home. It's kind of been the way most people's Thanksgivings have been going. And the Black Friday events allow there to be quote-unquote deals and specials, even though I really think a lot of prices are hyped up. I just do. I've caught it multiple times, but I don't want to accuse any particular company, you know, and maybe everybody got their acts together. But there's usually doorbusters, things that are like, oh my gosh, I could get a TV set for $100 off. Wowee. You know? Maybe there's even some, you know, cheaper goodies that you could get. But for the most part, I think prices get hiked up. I'm very concerned about this holiday season because I think there's a lot of businesses saying this is do or die. And, you know, if we're going to have the crowds and we're going to have people buy and we're going to have people, you know, just spend and want the convenience of going into our store and not anybody else's, we might as well take advantage because we're not going to be around much longer. I'm hearing people have that same concern with certain governors out there thinking if your governor is not going to choose re-election, they might be like, what do I have to lose? So this what do I have to lose could unfortunately put some people in a bind when it comes to shopping. Well, restrictions based on where you live might kind of solve that problem for you where, you know, if a store can only operate at 25% capacity, then it really doesn't make sense to stand in line at 6 a.m. or Thursday night at, let's say, 8 p.m. for Black Friday specials. It just doesn't make sense. Mind you, I like the idea that people aren't going to be run over. What, didn't a Walmart security guard get trampled to death on a Black Friday? I mean, that's sick. That is, I mean, you know, people are crazy on these shopping days. You know, but again, retail needs it. I understand why they need it. I don't think anybody should be dying as a result, but it does need some modifications. Unfortunately, the modifications happening this year is enough to put businesses out. And so Macy's has always been kind of a icon when it comes to holiday shopping. You know, there's the Macy's Day Parade. You see them decorated. Macy's is a store that has everything. You know, I haven't visited a lot of Macy's lately. I really didn't shop a lot at Macy's because it was more expensive. You know, I liked going to Ross. I liked going to JCPenney. I just found better deals. And so, you know, if Macy's does start to face more closures, even if it's temporary, I'm part to blame because I don't necessarily walk into a Macy's. I maybe visit a Macy's maybe once a year. I'm not very, and even with that, I don't shop a lot because I could get stuff cheaper online. So, it's if you know me, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, being a, you know, as somebody who likes to buy presents and somebody, you know, I don't like shopping, but, you know, who still, you know, needs to purchase houseware and clothes and things like that. If I barely walk into a Macy's, I can just imagine there's probably some people that never set foot in one. So according to the CNBC, Macy's could face temporary store closures as coronavirus cases rise. CEO Jeff Jeanette said COVID is surging again across the country. country that continues to impede our recovery. In international tourism and urban areas, the supply chains have opened up, yet problems remain. Now, their online business has grown 27% during the latest quarter, and they do expect it to rise at a very aggressive rate. It could expand even faster. Macy's said its flagship stores, like its Herald Square location in New York City, has been hit the hardest during the pandemic. The lack of tourists and office workers shopping over lunch breaks and after work has hurt traffic. One of the company's locations in El Paso, Texas, is closed because of the surge in cases there. Mall owner Simon Property Group said earlier this month that it had been asked to shut down its Cielo Vista Mall in El Paso. The United States has been logging more than 100,000 new daily COVID infections in the past 2 weeks. We understand a lot of those infections are mild. We get that. I know. But again, if the hospitals are overwhelmed, people, places close, which is why I keep saying, can we help out the hospitals? Can we build new hospitals? Can we come up with surge facilities? If the hospitals are overwhelmed, everybody else seems to, unfortunately, have to close down. And maybe we need to underwhelm the hospitals, help them out. So Macy's is monitoring other communities closely, and they're optimistic that consumers will be eager to get dressed up again post-pandemic. Retailer sales have declined with fewer people visiting its stores for work clothes, prom dresses, and wedding gowns. So if there's no wedding and there's no prom, then people aren't going to be spending a few $100 on a dress. They say people have been wearing the same clothes, lounging in active and casual sportswear. They are going to want to dress up. Macy's shares were flat as of yesterday. So, the online surge, once you shop online, all right, you see the pros and the cons. And a lot of, I've noticed, especially during the pandemic, because of time and because I've had to go online and see patients, I spend more time if I walk into a store, and I spend more money if I walk into a store. Yet if I buy online, I don't spend as much. I needed to get a sewing kit because I had to sew my kids' buttons and I had to sew a pillow because some of the down stuff was coming out of that pillow. And I'm like, I don't know when I'm going to find another comfy pillow that we've kind of broken into, so let me just sew, right? Sew it. I mean, we're kind of being a little bit more, practical. I don't throw anything out. I'll reuse it till it completely is ripped up to shreds. When you grow up poor, you kind of are savvy like that. And so I had to buy a little shopping kit. Well, do you think I'm going to walk into a big box store and then, I could buy this and I could buy this? No. All I did was go online. I bought the little shopping kit and then I clicked out, check out. And it was a direct purchase. Nobody could, sway me, we'll buy this. And trust me, I get ads all the time. People can buy clothes online. I've bought clothes. I've bought shirts online. I've even bought pants online. And some of these places, they know to sell ones that are a little more stretchy and things like that. I would never buy jeans online. I need to make sure the jeans fit. I need to make sure they look good. So that would be an in-person purchase. But you want to know what? I haven't worn jeans all year. No real need to wear jeans. I'm wearing leggings and blouses and comfortable pants and boots. So people are changing their habits. And if Macy's continues to attract people to online sales, and, are people going to, want to go back into a store? They might, but they might realize that they spend less online. Remember, a store's catch is being able to catch you with the other signs, and you need this, you need this. If you buy five, you'll get that dollar off. You know how many hairsprays I have because I bought the five? I don't need five hairsprays. So, I think shoppers, if they do end up going more retail, there's really no sense for Macy's or a lot of these stores to have these big, huge real estate, corners of malls. And commercial real estate's in trouble, people. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.